Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today,
yes.
So expect miracles. Thank you for joining us today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement. So however you're streaming or watching, whether it's TuVu, Facebook, or YouTube, whether it's on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, however you're streaming, thank you for joining us today. And as if you're watching the video portion, you see, once again, I'm not by myself. My wonderful, beautiful wife, Raquel, is with me. She sends emails to you guys from time to time in your inbox. So here's your reminder. If you haven't read today's newsletter, make sure you read it so you have Faith in the Morning in your inbox and your daily devotional podcast as well. Well, we're going to get started with our Faith in the Morning confession. And we say this every day because it's important to put God's words in our mouth. Because when we say what God says, we remind ourselves of powerful scriptural truths. We release our faith. We encourage our heart. And we set our lives in the direction we're supposed to go in. Your life follows the words of your mouth. So if you don't like where your life is heading, change what you're saying. And he said, well, what should I say? We're about to say right now. You'll find it in the description on social media, as well as the show notes in Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So go ahead and say it with me. Say, I'm the salt of the earth.
I'm the salt of the earth.
I'm the light of this world.
I'm the light of this world.
Jesus said it.
Jesus said it.
So I believe it.
So I believe it.
I'm a carrier.
I'm a carrier.
Of the glory of God.
Of the glory of God.
Today.
Today.
I will experience.
I will experience.
The extreme goodness.
The extreme goodness.
Of God.
Of God.
Today.
Today.
I make myself available.
I make myself available.
For God.
For God.
To show His goodness.
To show His goodness.
To others.
To others
through me.
Through me.
Today,
today
I am increasing.
I am increasing
in influence.
In influence.
Today,
today
I will see.
I will see
the goodness of God.
The goodness of God
in my life.
In my life.
Today,
today
something good.
Something good
is going to happen to me.
It's going to happen to me.
So I expect miracles.
So I expect miracles.
Go with me to Acts 16. Acts chapter 16, a very familiar story once again from the book of Acts. And one of the things you see here with Paul and Silas and the team here, they were here because God sent them there.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit supernaturally called them to come to this area of Macedonia and start the church there. And people are getting saved. Lydia gets saved. Other people get saved. And then there's this girl who is demonically oppressed and possessed. And Paul uses the authority of the name of Jesus and sets this girl free. But now that she's free, she can't, you know, do fortune telling and use demonic experience to tell people's futures. And so the girl's owners stir up a mob to beat Paul and Silas, to strip them, to humiliate them. And they threw them into prison, but just not any prison. It says the inner prison, which is the equivalent of maximum security prison. And he put them in the stocks. So they're beaten. They're bleeding. Their wounds haven't been treated. And they are held up, hands and feet chained to the wall. Now, the thing is, they could have said, woe is me. They could have said, like, no one knows the trouble I've seen. You know, I'm here. God sent me here. I can't believe God let this happen to me. I'm doing what God told me to do. They could have whined. They could have complained. They're in the right to do so. They're only in this city because God told them to be there. There's other cities they wanted to go to, but it says the Holy Spirit wouldn't let them go. So they're in a place where God wants them to be, yet people have mistreated them severely. But notice what they did, verse 25. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. This lets me know they weren't praying weak, defeated, crying prayers,
right,
because that wouldn't lead you to singing praises to God. They were praying faith-filled prayers. Prayers of confidence in God's power and plan. And as they finished praying, they began to sing hymns of praise to God. And they weren't quietly singing.
I'm sure.
They weren't quietly praising and quietly praying. They were praying and singing so long, all the other prisoners heard them. And what was the response? Suddenly, there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loose. This earthquake was so massive, the foundations of the prison were shaken. And it was so supernatural that everybody who had any chain on them fell off of them right then. Here's what I want to encourage you. If you're in a situation right now, you're exactly where God wants you to be, and people have mistreated you, and you're in a bad situation, wonder how am I going to get out, you're positioned for it suddenly. you're positioned for God to do miracles, signs, and wonders and turn your situation around quickly.
Right.
So don't be discouraged. Don't give up. Don't quit. Definitely don't quit. You're positioned for suddenly, yes, you may have had a setback, but guess what? You've been positioned for a comeback. Just like Paul Silas was supernaturally delivered from the situation, God can deliver you as well.
That's
if
right.
God can do it for Paul and Silas, he can do it for you. Come on, say out loud, put it in the chat, say, God can do it for me.
God can do it for me.
Come on, say out loud, put it in the chat, say, God can do it for me.
God can do it for me.
So today in this weekend, I want you to expect suddenlies, miracles, signs, wonders, your situation turning around. You don't have to figure it out how God's going to turn around, but you're going to need to do your part, whatever God has told you to do, the things you know to do in the natural, and you release your faith and have expectation that God is going to come through for you. Because think about this, he's come through for you before, time and time and time again. When you've been in a previous situation, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do, yet God brought you through. He hasn't brought you this far to leave you, and he'll bring you through again.
Yes.
Love, anything you want to ask?
Well, what a suddenly that was. An earthquake. Again, the chains falling off, people being loose, and you haven't even gotten to, you know, what happened with the, I'm not going to move further than Pastor Carrick has, but you being in God's will for your life, not only do you set yourself up for the well, first you're experiencing, you'll experience victory. You're setting yourself up for these suddenly, these situations where miracles, signs, and wonders are evident to everyone who sees. But then also, you are, the Lord is going to use you to set others free, to be a blessing to others. Like we saw with the prisoners. I'm not going to go before ahead of you, but it's not something that you'll look back on and regret. You won't say anything other than, ooh, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
You will be so grateful that this was your path and how the Lord used you. And you'll encourage others to trust him the same way that you do. You're not going to look back and have any regrets. You'll just be so grateful that you were used by God in this time. And again, it's his plan and his design to use you.
Praise God. That's so good. We're out of time for today. Make sure you read today's newsletter. However you're watching, make sure you follow, like, share, and subscribe. And know something good's gonna happen to you today. So expect miracles. God loves you. Expect his goodness to overflow in your life. We'll see you next time on Faith in the Morning. God bless.